Chapter 38. Sunday, June 25th. Abbé de Fontaine. 5:25 a.m. De Roquefort slammed the door shut behind him.
"Is all ready?"
he asked one of the assistants.
"As specified."
Good. Time to make his point. He was in a part of the abbey first occupied 1,000 years ago, in a labyrinth of forgotten chambers, now used mainly for cool storage. He'd returned 3 hours ago with Lars Nell's notebook and Royce Claridon. The loss of Pierre Gravé du Languedoc, the book from the auction, weighed heavy on his mind. He could only hope the notebook and Claridon would supply him with enough of the missing pieces. And the dark woman, she was a problem. She'd never shown even a hint of fear. She'd lured him straight to the bridge. Her only mistake was in losing the journal. He had to know her identity. But first things first. He entered a chamber. A long table spanned the room's center, upon which lay Royce Claridon, on his back, arms and legs strapped to steel spikes.
"Monsieur Claridon, I have little time, and I need much."
"What do you want?"
Desperation laced the words.
"Only the truth."
"I know little."
He shrugged.
"I heard you in the archives. You are a reservoir of information."
"All that I said in Avignon came to me then."
De Roquefort motioned to a brother who stood across the room. The man stepped forward and laid an open tin container on the table. With three extended fingers, the brother scooped out a sticky white glob. De Roquefort pulled off Claridon's shoes and socks. Claridon raised his head to see.
"What are you doing? What is that?"
"Cooking grease."
The brother rubbed the grease onto Claridon's bare feet.
"What are you doing?"
"Surely you know your history. When the Templars were arrested in 1307, many means were used to extract confessions. Heat was used in a variety of imaginative ways. One technique involved greasing the feet, then exposing the oiled skin to flame. Slowly, the feet would cook, the skin falling away like meat from a tenderloin. In our chronicles, there's a report of one Templar who, after being subjected to foot-burning and confessing, was carried before his inquisitors clutching a bag with his blackened foot-bones. He was allowed to keep them as a remembrance of his ordeal. Wasn't that kind?"
He stepped over to a charcoal brazier that burned in one corner.
"I had this flame forged just for you."
Claridon's eyes went wide. De Roquefort pushed the brazier to within 12 inches of the bare skin. Claridon screamed.
"So soon, monsieur. Have you no endurance?"
"What do you want?"
"We can start with the significance of reading the rules of the Caridad."
"There's a clue there that relates to the Abbé Bigot and the tombstone of Marie d'Aupoul de Blanchefort. Lars Nell found a cryptogram. He believed the key to solving it lay in the painting."
Claridon was talking fast.
"I heard all that in the archives. I want to know what you failed to say."
"I know nothing more. Please, my feet are frying."
"That's the idea."
He reached into his cassock and removed Lars Nell's journal.
"You have it?"
Claridon said in amazement.
"Why so shocked?"
"His widow, she possessed it."
"Not anymore."
He found the cryptogram and held the open pages up for Claridon to see.
"Is that what Lars Nell found?"
"Oui, oui."
"What's the message?"
"I don't know. Truly, I don't. Can you not remove the heat? I beg you, my feet are in agony."
He decided a show of compassion might loosen the tongue quicker. He slid the cart a foot back.
"Thank you, thank you."
Claridon was breathing fast.
"Keep talking."
"Lars found the cryptogram in a manuscript that Noël Corbu wrote in the 60s.
"No one has ever found that manuscript."
"Lars did."
"What about the cryptogram?"
"The painting was referenced by Abbé Bigot himself in the parish register, so Lars believed it held the key to the puzzle, but he died before deciphering it.